MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show's brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Staying now with Sten de Wit, Executive Head of Financial Planning at NMG Benefits. Sten, appreciate the time. Budget last month, a lot of folks said not much happening. And there was a bit, certainly we saw slight increases to personal tax thresholds, some changes to tax medical tax credits, which benefited people. But there are other bits and pieces that we as savers, as investors, can do to actually benefit and frankly, take a little bit home, save a little bit more, and earn a little bit more in our retirement.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Simon. Yes, one of the things that it's been a while since that was promulgated in law is the tax-free savings account and tax-free savings investments that people can utilize. Now, one thing that's important to understand is the difference between a tax-free savings account and tax-free savings investment. The one invest into normal savings, you'll probably get your money market rates or even just a fixed deposit rate. The other one, you can, through unit trust fund managers, you can go into investments, offshore, local, which will give you a high return, obviously with some volatility in it. But that's at 36,000 rand per annum to a total of 500,000 rand over your lifetime, you can invest into those vehicles where you don't have pay any capital gains tax, no dividends or any interest on any of those instruments. However, it's important that to note that the payment into the fund is not tax deductible. You only get the tax-free portion. And therefore, it's also important to make sure you utilize your other tax, your tax rebates on your interest and your capital gains tax. And, you know, you can go up to 500,000 rand into a unit trust portfolio before accessing those thresholds where you're going to start paying tax. So that's one of the things that that the consumer can do.
And that's a good distinction as well between the tax-free saving, and I like your point around account versus investment. The tax-free and the retirement annuities, the retirement annuities are, the tax deduction happens in the year of the deposit, whereas the tax-free savings, that benefit is actually when you withdraw the money.
Yeah. So on your retirement annuities, same, the laws change, your retirement annuities, your pension, your provident funds, all combined, you can save a total of 27.5% per year towards that and have a full tax deduction to a maximum of 350,000 rand a year. Now, one of the practical ways in which you can do it, if you do a monthly contribution, you can either do monthly, once off lump sums. You go to your HR and say, listen, would you mind just taking, here's my certificate or here's my policy schedule, would you mind just utilizing this now and doing a tax deduction month that I'm contributing, that I get that deduction now. And someone used to tell me money in my pocket is always better than money in someone else's pocket.
Yeah, so you get that saving monthly rather than sort of claiming it back.
Yes. And then the other thing that's important, what I say to people is to keep in mind that you can throw up to 2 million rand into your retirement fund. And then when you retire, if you have a proper financial planner that helps you in the process, you can actually get that 2 million rand tax-free out of that investment over your lifetime. So you pay that contribution, you get the full tax deduction, but on the income, you're not going to pay any tax.
Gotcha. And that's essentially because if you put excess in, say 350, I hit my 350 limit. If I put more in, I can actually claim that in subsequent years.
Absolutely. And then what's important, the same as on the tax-free investment, remember, on the growth of that investment, there is no tax, and it also falls outside of your estate, so it helps with estate planning as well in the process.
Another, the solar panels, there was some criticism that it was fairly small and fairly niche, but it's not. I mean, again, you know, these are small amounts perhaps in some places, but they're worth doing because they start to add up. I mean, you know, the solar panels is 25% the cost of the panels only, not batteries and installation, up to a maximum of 15,000. But you've got to move fast because this is only for this year.
Yeah. So a lot of people, there's a lot of criticism about it, but hey, you know what? That's a maximum of 15,000 rand. And remember, that 15,000 rand is your direct bottom line saving on your tax.
Yeah.
So it's not like on an RA where you're going to get a portion of it to save. So if you have 80,000 rand spent or 60,000 rand spent on solar panels, that 25% that you get as a rebate, that 15,000 rand, is a direct saving on your tax bill at the end of the year.
What about endowments? I mean, these were a huge rage many, many years ago. They seem to be coming back. There certainly are, for those who, my understanding is, for those that are in a higher tax bracket, there are benefits to endowments as well.
Yeah. So endowments, obviously, on a individual capacity, there is a 30% tax that mm-hmm. you pay inside of the endowment. The contribution, you don't get any tax deduction, and the moment the money is withdrawn or matures, you obviously don't pay any tax. But I think it's very important that if you utilize an endowment, you must first utilize your other tax benefits regarding your interest and your capital gains tax exemptions in your unit trust portfolios and stuff like that, because a lot of people say they use it for their children's retirement. So your children's education or something like that. But the fees and the tax involved in those portfolios are higher than what you would get in another scenario. So someone with a 40-45% tax bracket that's utilized all the other exemptions, yes, then it makes absolute sense. But before then, don't even go into endowment.
I take your point. You use up everything else first, and you need to be in that higher tax bracket. Otherwise, the numbers just simply don't add up. We'll leave it there. That's the end of it. Executive head of Financial Planning in MG Benefits. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.